Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm from Texas Tech. Cotton is an economically important crop in Texas. In 2013, the total value of lint and seed was $1.9 billion. Cotton harvest acres in Texas was account for 41% of the total U.S., and with the majority of acres planted in high plains. There are multiple reasons affected the cotton lint production, abiotic and biotics. And here in the high plains, water stress would be the main restriction for abiotics. For the biological factors, verticillium wilt of cotton was the most problematic one in high plains. At the early stage of disease set-on, you will see those chlorosis along the margins and between major veins. And as the disease progresses later on, you will see yellow and necrosis, and finally defoliation. And vascular discoloration is also a characteristic symptom you will see in the stem. Currently, integrated disease management was applied to control the disease, and the first option would be variety selection. What is to achieve this? We want to get the variety that is verticillium wilt tolerance, that is well adapted to the southwest region with outstanding yield potential and excellent fiber quality. You know, yield and fiber are the most two important factors to affect the cotton profitability. Currently, most research has focused on the lint yield. However, limited information on the effect of verticillium wilt on the fiber quality exists. Thus, our research objective was to examine the relationship between verticillium wilt incidence and the fiber quality of different cotton varieties. To achieve this, a large plot building experiment was conducted in Donley County, Texas during the 2014 growing season. Treatments was arranged in split plot design with three reps. The whole plot consists of variety. For the susceptible control, we are using DeltaPen 0912, Altex 9244, Fibermax 2484, Next Gen 4111 was used as a partially resistant varieties. Seeding rates was imposed to increase the disease pressure. We're using two seeding rates, high and low. Plant strength and disease incidence was evaluated throughout the season, and the cotton was conventionally ginned to determine the lint yield. All data was subject to analysis of variance and the means separated by fisheries protected RSD. To analyze the relationship between verticillium and fiber quality, all fiber parameters was plotted against the final disease incidence. As you can see that lower seeding rate gives the lower plant strength, and the plant strength among the varieties are also significant. Fibermax 2484 achieves the better strength at the same seeding rate. As we proposed, plant strength would have affected on the disease development. So the high seeding rate has a lower disease incidence, and a lower lower seeding rate was followed by higher disease incidence. And there's a significant difference among all of these four varieties. Yield are very high for partially resistant variety, and you can see those negative relationship was found between the disease incidence and yield. One step further, we measured different fiber quality parameters using two systems, HVI and FS. HVI formed as high volume instrument. It was widely used in to determine the lowing value. And by measuring macronair zipline, uniformity, strength, elongation, and reflectance. Another comparatively new system was the advanced fiber information system. This system uses three models to measure net classification, length and maturity, and trash. So from the net information, you will find the net size and the C-code count, and also provided the detailed information on length and maturity by upper quartile length, etc. For the relationship between verticillium wilt incidence and fiber, all those fiber parameters, you will find that there is a negative relationship between fiber length and the disease incidence, and also with the negative relationship with the reflectance, while a positive relationship with nap size and thickened naps. As you know, colors and length are most two important factors to determine the loan value. The reflectance decrease as the disease increase, so that lower the value of the lint. In the spinning industry, longer fiber was in favor for the spinning, since the short fiber may cause hairy yarns. And so, in here, this table shows a strong negative relationship between step length and the disease incidence. This was performed by HVI, this was approved by APHIS data. You will see that the upper quantile length decreased as disease increased. This is both in the high seeding rates and the lower seeding rates. Disease negatively affected the longer fibers among all varieties. In addition to length, APHIS provided a new fiber information on the naps. Naps are immature fibers occur in the lint. They usually appear as white and light colored in the dyed textile. And also another is measurement was seed coat fragment. Seed coat naps can affect the spinning and thus affected the final goods. The disease would increase the nap size, and there's a significant difference among all varieties. Not only in size, disease pressure also increased sickle naps count. You will see a positive relationship between sickle naps and disease incidence. A brief summary, verticillium wilt is economically important in high plains of Texas. Yield in this study was negatively affected by the disease. Differences in all fiber properties was observed among the varieties. Disease incidence was negatively correlated with fiber length, while positively connected with nap size and seed coat naps. For the future research, the lower seeding rates may exacerbate verticillium disease incidence. So this may have a confounding impact on the disease on the fiber parameters. So we will do a subsamples of plants will be collected for each plot using the box picking. Lint from each plant will be harvested by position for symptomatic and non-symptomatic plants. APHIS and HVI will be performed on respective cohorts of each maturity. A microplot study will be initiated in 2015, provided a uniform level of inoculum and in comparison to non-inoculate controls. Here, I would like to thank my funding providers, Plants Cotton Grower, Cotton Incorporated, and Texas Tech University, and also for my technical fellows, Ira, Bobby, and Deborah. Thank you all. Any questions will be appreciated.
We've got time for a couple of questions.
Um, we did that correlation, and currently we found high seniority and low seniority tend to have the same trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see
so this is our future research mainly focused on, because right now we have the proposed that the high CD rates may exacerbate, the lower CD rates may exacerbate the disease incidence. They do have a different level of resistance. That's why currently the FibroMax 2484 has like a better performance. And the interaction between CD rates and varieties are not significant.
And then when you look at these fiber qualities, then resistance ones don't show as much change, susceptible ones, but CD rate change, or they do?
Yeah, our former data suggests that they change even at the same variety. They under different seeding rates, they perform differently. Any questions?
We got time for one more question. Anybody? Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it.